we wanted to remind people about the Roots Fest, and we've had a lot of people asking us about it and saying, you know, we can't wait for next year. And so we wanted to kind of put some news out there about the lineup, but also have a concert and kind of get people excited about this August and the third installment of the Fayetteville Roots Festival.
You got some great names involved. The headliner named this past weekend.
Yeah,
Grisman.
Yeah, one of our co-headliner for the fest, David Grisman, is coming, and we're really excited about him. He's a legend, the dog. You know, he's great, great mandolin player, and you know, he's been to Fayetteville in the past, but it's been a while, and we're really excited that he's going to be a part of the fest.
There's a lot of great musicians. So, what do you look for when you start looking for people to fill out the lineup?
You know, Jeremy and I have just listened, and we kind of come to the table and we talk about artists that we've seen over the years or artists that we've heard, whether it be live or, you know, just you know, via iTunes or a CD, and just start brainstorming, you know. And you know, we're trying to go for artists that you probably haven't seen in Fayetteville before, mm-hmm. artists that may be emerging, you know. Obviously, we'd love to have legends and headliners, but we also want to be about emerging artists that, you know, that kind of set the tone of, wow, I may not have heard of everyone on this bill, but the quality is strong. You know, we hope that people, you know, kind of trust us in that action.
Well, I remember, Jeremy, one of the first times, perhaps the first time we ever talked on the air about the Roots Festival, when it was somewhat in its infancy. And you said you hoped that within a few years there would just be this sort of understanding that, oh, if they're at the Roots Festival, even if I've never heard of them, then I'm going to – I trust these guys who put it together.
Indeed. I think this year the Roots concept isn't genre-specific as much as it's this umbrella of Roots music. So we have folk to a jazz fusion to a little bit of bluegrass and singer-songwriters and a little bit of alt-country. So the Roots definition is far and wide, but it still falls under that umbrella.
The festival grew exponentially last year from the first year. Are we expecting another bit of growth this year?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely gone, just in days, we're going from 3 to 4. Mm-hmm. So we went from 1 to 3 and now to 4. So that's definitely growth. The number of artists are going up. I think we had 30 total artists last year. We'll probably have 40 plus this year. We're expanding, you know, the number of venues. We're adding on a late night venue with George's Majestic Lounge on Friday and Saturday night. We're expanding the programming that we're doing at the Fayetteville Public Library and really going to have, you know, a workshop stage, so to speak, there all 4 days. So, yeah, definitely growth. But, you know, smart growth and growth within the bounds of what we're trying to do and trying to keep this an intimate urban festival so that it has a feel that, you know, the town is abuzz with the festival, but it's not necessarily all centered in one location.
Also, the first time we talked about this, you had some high concept ideas of community involvement, and we saw some of that. There were performances at the square during the farmers market. There were some kid specific, if you know, mm-hmm. concerts. More of that as well. More community activities as well as the music.
Absolutely. Not to mention the local food involvement.
Exactly.
Yes,
which
will definitely get stepped up this year. Last year we had. The three food vendors at the events were all sourcing with local food. So instead of the typical festival fare that we've discussed, you were getting locally sourced food in a festival model, which was fantastic, and people were just blown away by that. To see the menus where it was very much gourmet food with local ingredients abound. So that was nice. And all the artists really appreciate the fact that the food they're eating backstage or at the VIP party or the festivarian that's coming and getting some food at one of the vendors is getting the straight local food, which is very Fayetteville. Additional programming, yes. Events at the farmers market again this year, workshops at the Fayetteville Public Library, master classes. Brian?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talked about sitting down and listening to the music, and, you know, we definitely did that. But we also kind of booked with this idea in mind that we wanted folks that were interested not only in playing on stage but getting involved in some way. So, for example, the Steel Wheels, who we've presented in town before, are coming back for the festival, and they're going to host a cycling event where they actually give a guided tour starting on Friday morning from the square, and then, you know, folks can go with them on a cycling event. So it's not only engaging with the artist as an audience member and while they're on stage, but engaging engaging with the artist in another environment as well. David Grisman's going to play a set as our Friday night headliner, but then also give a master class as well. You know, so those individuals that are actually interested in you know, the mechanics of playing the mandolin or playing his style of music can learn from him. You know, bringing those types of elements into play, I think, is important. We kind of think of it as this is the three-legged stool of the festival. You've got the music side, which is always fabulous, but then you've got the local food side, and then there's the community engagement. And so we're hoping that that third leg of the stool is really kind of coming into play and coming into fruition this year.
What have you learned? I mean, it seems like this year, more than the previous two, you really have been working year-round. The concept has been firmed up. What have you learned since last August that you've applied this year that you may not have known before?
We've learned... Wow, that's a tough question. We've learned a lot. I mean, you know, we've learned to make it a year-round event, meaning in the planning process. Make sure that we're continually testing how this is going to work. Jeremy and I probably talk at least once a day via text or via phone or in person, just about little ideas, and those little ideas just kind of stack on top of each other. I think we've also learned that it's a fluid thing, that we're creating something that is... gonna morph and change. So, you know, whereas in the first year the music was maybe very stylized into a specific realm and then it grew, and this year it's expanding even more. To be comfortable with that growth, you know, to be comfortable with this idea that it's not just gonna be a singer-songwriter event, mm-hmm. you know, that it's gonna have a wider scope. We've also learned to probably be patient. You know, we wanted to roll out our entire lineup announcement on March 18th, and we rolled out about 90% because there was some stuff in the works that kind of they take a little bit of time, you know, and we learn not to pull our hair out because of that.
Yeah, and we've learned just in time to, like, fine-tune all these little ideas and to make it this three-legged stool, and that people can absolutely get a grasp of it, attend all these events, see how it's going to roll out so you're not missing anything, so you can fully enjoy the festival. And, yeah, learn a lot. Patience.
Yeah. Patience, you know. We've also learned that people got really excited about it. You know, last year, even though it was year two, it was really year one for this larger event for us. And so there was a lot of uncertainty. And we had a lot of people come to us during and after the fest say, you've got to do this again. And that was a learning lesson, to have people say, hey, we want this to happen. And so we feel like we're standing on a little bit more of solid structure to move forward. And we've talked to people and asked people questions and, you know, sought advice from people that we know and trust to see, you know, what should the festival look like and how should it grow?
And with that, the greatest compliment I heard last year was somebody said, thank you for showing us that Fayetteville needed this festival. Yeah. Not only did we not know it was here, that we're missing it, but thank you for bringing this and showing us that this is, you know, institution and bringing this to Fayetteville.
Yeah, and that's what drives us in January, you know, when we're kind of on the phone and trying to organize and make this happen. I think those type of comments and that feedback really has pushed us along.
You say 90% of the bill was released on Sunday.
Yes.
90%.
Yes.
So something to look forward to, Kyle. Something to look forward to.
Definitely something to look forward to.
And do you know when the other 10% will be announced, or is that pending?
You know, it's pending some things that are out of our control.
Okay.
But, you know, ideally, I would love to have it April 1. It might be April 15.
Okay.
Might be as late as May 1. Believe me, as soon as it's done, we want to get it out there and make sure that, you know, the whole picture is out for the public to chew on.
And anyone who has any questions, the website is updated, right?
That's right. We've updated the website with the initial lineup. There's a nice little video on there that we did for promo with the Steel Wheels, kind of give you a taste of the festival. We also have a giveaway where the Steel Wheels donated their CD collection and a T-shirt and other stuff, so we have a giveaway on there right now. We don't have any ticket information or any kind of scheduling details, but that's really the point place for people to kind of access the fest at this point and get more information.
Jeremy, I know the restaurant business is not one that allows for a lot of free time, or that's at least my understanding. I've never been a restaurateur.
Fair assumption.
Okay, good. So when do you get the time between Greenhouse Grill stuff to work on this?
It pretty much all just rolls out the same time. These thoughts are just popping in, popping out. Here goes a text to Brian, write something down.
Right.
Yeah, you just got to keep moving. There's multitasking to the extreme.
Yeah, I mean, every week there's either a text one way or the other from Jeremy or from myself that says something like, it's late or it's early and my wheels are turning.
Mm-hmm. You know?
and so we do a lot of early morning and late night kind of jam sessions talking about these things. And I think we both kind of have these hectic schedules, and that actually makes it a good fit. We both know that, you know, if it's 11:30 and we got to tackle something and we just both happen to be up, let's tackle it. Okay. And no one's offended or frustrated by that. But he's a busy man.
I get the feeling it's where you thought you wanted it to be a couple of years ago.
And then some, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, year one was just throwing something out there. You know, with this kind of idea that, hey, this could happen, but we just want to have a fun one-day event. But then as soon as that happened, we started to dream, you know, and think about it. And in some ways, I guess we sketched it out on paper, you know, and kind of had an idea of what this could look like year two, year three, year four. But, you know, it took getting through the event last year to kind of say, okay, year three that we sketched out could be possible, you know, and then so on and so forth. But it feels like it's in the right position right now. It feels like it's working in the way that we hoped that it would.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And you'll be back, of course.
We'd love to come.
We have way more information.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.